Good afternoon. You're listening to KTOO in Juneau. I'm Yvonne Crumery. Juneau's Eagle Crest ski area is again delaying its opening after this week's heavy rain and warm temperatures. Last year, the ski area opened partially on December 3rd, but this month's weather has kept that from happening. Dave Scanlon, who manages Eagle Crest, says temperatures might drop low enough this weekend, but they're still, quote, waiting for the right combination of natural snow and snowmaking temperatures, unquote. Scanlon said there's just enough snow now for snowshoeing or hiking. He says he's hoping they can open the Porcupine Lift by Wednesday. A new food truck park just opened in Juneau in December. It's also in the Mendenhall Valley, miles away from cruise ship docks. Many restaurants rely on summer tourists, which can leave fewer options for locals in the winter. KTOO spoke with business owners and customers at the new food truck park to find out how they plan to make it pencil out.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good, how are you guys?
Oh, great.
It's lunch hour in Juneau's Vintage Park Business Center, and it's cold.
We got fries or tots today.
Let's do fries.
Okay.
In an open lot between office buildings and a senior center, two food trucks are parked by the wood frame of what will become a covered eating area. Okay. Some customers wait in their cars for crepes or burgers. April Sapp strolls over from the nearby Jordan Creek Family Healthcare office. She orders a cheeseburger and a hero sandwich from one of the trucks.
I'm very excited about this.
Before, she likely would have had to drive to a supermarket for lunch.
Now we just walk.
One of the trucks, Alaskan Crepe Escape, is better known for serving its sweet and savory crepes from a stand downtown during cruise season. Owner Madeline McEwen says that so far, things are a lot different out in the valley. For one, they now have regulars.
We're realizing and learning how much these people are going to be the same people we see, which is also really fun because we get to know people better and meet more people and stuff.
The park will have more options soon. A taco truck, one with Filipino food, and a beer and wine cart. By setting up shop in the winter and 9 miles from downtown, all of these businesses are taking a leap of faith. Brian Holst with the Juneau Economic Development Council says the city's restaurants typically rely heavily on summer tourists to stay afloat.
Most of them will tell you that it's much harder to make ends meet in the wintertime, and those particularly downtown and those that are where visitors frequent really count on making most of their profit in the summertime so that it carries them through in the wintertime.
That's been true for Parker Wilson's, which serves burgers out of two purple food trucks, a downtown location that closes in the off season and one in the valley that stays open all year. But owner Chad Edwards says staying open in the winter hasn't been easy.
Operating costs for us are much higher in the winter, and revenue is much lower. I haven't figured any way around it. That's just the way it is.
Edwards' biggest focus, he says, is keeping his staff around, even when it's slower.
You need to pay your crew really well, and you need to be busy. Otherwise, you've got people standing around in a literally like a 40-degree box who have run out of things to clean, and they're thinking about how they would rather be somewhere else, like anywhere else, you know?
McEwen's father, Marty, owns the food truck park. He hopes the location will mean that the food truck workers won't be standing around. He says it's filling a need for nearby office workers, as well as healthcare workers at the senior center and the new Southeast Regional Health Consortium campus.
And we don't have any food over here. Everybody's been saying that they're very pleased to have more options in the valley.
The other truck at the park is Devil's Hideaway, a burgers and wings spot that used to operate out of Squire's Bar in Auk Bay. Owner Anthony Knaus likes the prospect of serving regulars.
I've never wanted to be downtown in the summer just because it goes from trying to do something unique to like mass producing.
But will it work? Holst with the Juneau Economic Development Council thinks the food truck model, which lets different kinds of food spots get started at a lower cost than a traditional restaurant, increases the odds. And Holst says legislative staff who are in town from January to May are another possible source of business for the park because they're more likely to now live and spend money in the valley. 10 or 15 years ago, he says, they mostly stayed downtown.
And I trust that Juneauites will recognize that they're going to have a lot of good options and they're going to be busy.
Madeline McEwen of the Crepe Escape sees another benefit of the year-round park. It helps her to retain employees.
I had so many girls that I was like, I need another location to like get these girls the hours that they need. And so I'm really excited about that, especially for summertime, because I'll be able to like staff up everybody and then I'll have more retention that way.
Her father says the winter opening wasn't intentional. The contractor he hired was busy all summer. But he heard that people are happy with the food truck park so far. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery. Governor Mike Dunleavy said Tuesday that he plans to include funding to replace an aging state ferry in his budget request for next year. The remarks come after Senator Lisa Murkowski urged her fellow Republican to set aside $23 million in the budget to help support a much larger federal grant that would fund a replacement vessel for the 59-year-old ferry Testamina. In a recent interview with the Anchorage Daily News, Murkowski said the state ferry system has been allowed to go into a, quote, death spiral due to a lack of funding for service and maintenance. In recent years, the ferry system has weathered breakdowns, cut back port calls, and struggled to hire crew. But at a news conference ahead of his annual holiday open house in Juneau, Dunleavy pushed back.
We don't believe it's going into a death spiral. As a matter of fact, the last few years we've put a lot of money into it. We restructured it. We believe it's on a track to become an excellent transportation system for the state of Alaska. So, disagree with the death spiral. We're working on the matching funding. Yeah, we'll include it in our budget.
The funding would unlock nearly $100 million in federal money from 2021's bipartisan infrastructure law. The replacement for the Testamina is expected to serve South Central and Western Alaska as the state's ferry system's first hybrid diesel-electric vehicle. Murkowski says federal officials have already announced more than $400 million in federal infrastructure funding for the Alaska Marine Highway System this year alone. Murkowski says she expects the infrastructure law to provide an initial $600 million for the state ferry system in the coming years. Her spokesperson released a statement praising the matching funds today. By law, the governor's budget is due to lawmakers by tomorrow. Dunleavy says he expects to release it today. The budget provides a starting point for state lawmakers who refine the spending plan during the legislative session. The session begins January 16th. When the snow gets deep and the moose struggle to find food, it's tempting to feed them. But KNBA's Rhonda McBride reports there are some good reasons not to.
First of all, it's illegal and can be costly if you get cited. Just ask an Anchorage woman who runs a coffee stand near the Carr's grocery store at Jewel Lake. State troopers fined Michelle Drury $320 for feeding a moose early Monday morning. A trooper spokesman says the officer was driving by the Whole Latte Love coffee shop and stopped after he saw the woman throw pumpkins from her car in the drive-up lane where there were two cars in line. The troopers say the moose was about 15 feet away. Dan Thompson, a wildlife biologist at the Kenai Moose Research Center near Sterling, says a lot of people don't know that feeding a moose at this time of the year can be harmful to its digestive system. The animals have four stomachs. The largest is called the rumen, which is kind of like the main holding tank for everything the moose consumes. Each season, the bacteria in the rumen changes. In the winter, the microbes work best to digest roughage like twigs and tree bark.
What happens is when you give them something like a pumpkin, or if they get a lot of good quality feed really quickly, when that goes into their rumen, there is a lot of bacteria and other microbes in there that start breaking that down, and they produce gas as a byproduct, and it can cause the animal to bloat, which can be fatal to them.
The trooper, after issuing his citation at the coffee stand, chased the moose into the woods and stuck around for about a half an hour to make sure it was gone. And while this may sound like much ado about a moose, Thompson says moose really crave rich foods, which creates another set of problems.
It's just like bears. They'll figure it out pretty quickly, and if they know that you are providing food, they'll keep coming back, and they can get very aggressive around food, just as a bear can.
Thompson says although a moose might be friendly one minute, it's still a wild animal.
It doesn't take but a split second for them to go back into that mode, and it can be very dangerous at that point.
As for Michelle Drury, she says she didn't feed the moose, that as she was unloading her van, two small decorative pumpkins fell out, which she tossed into the parking lot, and suddenly the moose appeared. She says she plans to fight the citation. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.
And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's currently 41 degrees and rainy this evening in Juneau. More heavy rain is on the forecast for tonight, with a low of 36 degrees. That rain turns to a rain and snow combination tomorrow and might ebb out a bit by Saturday morning. Temperatures this weekend are in the mid-30s. You're listening to KTOO.